this into the team.
Sorry, folks, we had to make sure the recorder was working. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming to this meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is November 18th, 2013. The time is 7:37 p.m. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 10, 2013, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, posting on the district website and main bulletin board, and faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mrs. Spitzer, would you please do the roll call?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. Kresty? Mr. Freda?
Present.
Mr. Higgins? Mr. Malloy? Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mrs. Verderamo?
Here.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Here. Mrs. Verderamo, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you again, everybody, for coming tonight. As you heard, we have a couple of board members absent. They're traveling. They let us know ahead of time that they wouldn't be present tonight, so I'll be covering for Mr. Malloy tonight on the Facilities and Finance Report. Tonight, we have two executive sessions. There's one at the beginning of the meeting and one at the end of the meeting. The executive session at the beginning of the meeting is to discuss employee performance. It's Dr. Clark's merit pay discussion. We're going to come out of the first executive session and take action, and then we'll move on with the business of the meeting. Also at this time, I wanted to talk with the board about the kindergarten ad hoc committee. We've had prior discussions at the Board of Education meetings about looking into the concept of full-day kindergarten, and we had decided, I think it was based on a recommendation from Kevin Malloy, that we initiate an ad hoc committee. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do that tonight. We want to get the ad hoc committee formed, start them working into looking into the concept of all-day kindergarten and all the implications and funding considerations that might come along with that. On a Board of Education, the Board President forms the ad hoc committee and chooses the members. We're going to have on this ad hoc committee two members of the Board of Education. Rachel McLaughlin will be the chairperson for the committee. She's also the chairperson of our Policy and Curriculum Committee. Kevin Malloy, who's on Facilities and Finance, he'll also serve as a board member on the committee under Rachel. We have two principals, the principal of Spruce Run, Melissa Goad, and the principal of Patrick McGarren, Mary Postma. We're going to have two kindergarten teachers, and we're going to ask Mrs. Goad and Mrs. Postma, that's right, she was married, Mrs. Postma, to help us with the selections of those two kindergarten teachers. We would like to have two parents on the committee. Those parents will be selected between now and when the committee first meets. And then a community member, a member of the community who doesn't have a child in the school. So just to summarize, it's an ad hoc committee. The purpose of the committee is to investigate the feasibility of starting an all-day kindergarten program in Clinton Township, along with staffing, curricular, and financial considerations. The members of the committee will be Rachel McLaughlin, Kevin Malloy, Melissa Goad, Mary Postma, two kindergarten teachers, two parents, and a community member, and Mrs. Spitzer. Sorry. Thank you for your service. She will run the numbers for us, I'm sure. We're asking the committee if they can actually begin meeting fairly shortly, because we would like to get a recommendation from them in time for the building of the 14-15 budget. We want to know how feasible the concept is and what the cost would be, so we can consider it and see if it's something that we're able to do within the budget or not. Therefore, we're asking the committee to try and make their recommendation back to the Board of Education at the January board meeting. So that's the purpose of the committee. You'll come back, you'll report to the board. The board will benefit from the time and the experience of the people on the committee. And based on their recommendations, we'll be more informed and we can make a decision about all-day kindergarten. So that's it on the ad hoc committee. Thank you, Mrs. McLaughlin, for volunteering to chair the committee. I know it's a lot of work on top of the work that you're already doing. And with that, the next item on the agenda is the executive session. So we're going to go into executive session. We'll come back out for the report of the superintendent of schools and the school business administrator, and we'll have public comment sections, and then we'll move on with the business of the meeting. So, Mrs. Spitzer, would you please read the executive session language?
Whereas while Senator Byron M. Baer of the Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during the executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing of the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority 124 NJ478, the employee and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the needs for confidentiality is a discussion on the superintendent's merit goals. Whereas the length of executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Okay, so board members, we're seeking a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
By Rachel McLaughlin, and a second.
Second.
By Maria Grant. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we're going to move into executive session, not to exceed 30 minutes. Thank you.